Members of the Clarion City Council last week learned that there will be joining a sister city in Kosovo, which is a country in southeastern Europe, talking with Mayor Dwayne Asby. And Dwayne, fill us in about this agreement with Clarion in this yet-to-be-announced town or city.
Yes, Pat, good morning. How this all started, Pat, was actually back in the mid-July, our superintendent of the Clarion Goldfield Dow School District, Joe Nelson, who's in his second year here at our school system, who came from Johnston, and Johnston had a sister city relationship with Kosovo, and he came, then when he got the position of superintendent here in Clarion, he was so enthused and excited about this opportunity and what they experienced down in Johnston, he just thought it would be a good thing to attempt to have a sister city relationship here in Clarion. So that's how the process actually started, Pat, this conversation starting back in last July.
We don't know the name of the town yet there, Dwayne, and I understand that you're going to be going to Kosovo coming up next spring for this.
Yes, that is correct. Since last July, there is five of us that went down to the consulate, the embassy here in Des Moines, to visit with a delegation of Kosovo with this thought process and the idea. And since then, we've had what they call the Minister of Agriculture came to Iowa about 30 days ago, and actually reached out to us to see if they could bring this Minister of Agriculture to Clarion, which we eagerly welcomed, and that did take place. So they, when they came, the Minister of Agriculture would be similar to the Secretary of State, Secretary of Agriculture here in the state of Iowa. And they, when they came here, or he came here, we had a chance to show them a Hage sprayer at Hage Manufacturing, as well as take him to a farm southeast of Clarion to witness, at that time, was the bean harvest was going on, and the Minister of Agriculture had a chance to ride in a combine, and he was all excited about that, to see farming underway here in the state of Iowa. So that that took place recently. And then I've been down to the consulate different times in the last 3 months, and have kept our city council advised of the thought process. And then last week, Tuesday the 19th, the consulate of Kosovo embassy from Des Moines, along with two other folks, in addition to our superintendent, made a, we'll say, a formal presentation to the council, just with this thought process and giving them good background information. So at the end of the meeting on Tuesday the 19th, we did sign a resolution to pursue a sister city relationship in intent with Kosovo. So that would indicate to Kosovo that we are willing and supportive of creating the sister city relationship from our side. Now, what that'll do then, that will enable a sister city or the appropriate contact in Kosovo to present that to the, their side of the pond, so to speak, to see if they're willing, and then also we'll try to match up to a city similar size to Clarion, because what we're doing is looking at a rural, kind of a rural community. There are, say, four or five different sister cities within the state of Iowa, namely Johnston, Sioux City, Cedar Falls, and actually nearby Fort Dodge. But we would be the first smaller rural community to pursue this process. So the next point would be they'll eventually come up with a suggested city that would be smaller in nature that would somewhat match up to our size.
And it'll be interesting to find out there, Dwayne, what town this will be. But you won't know for a few months, right?
That is correct. Probably at least I would say 30 to 60 days, because they're going through an election over in their country also, similar to many communities here in the state of Iowa are going through the either council or mayoral elections. From our standpoint, similar process going on over there. And they will also have, they actually, as I understand, have kind of two settings of their elections, and the second one being not until on into November. So they just can't make any commitments until their election is finalized, at which time then hopefully if they agree to it, which we have no reason that they won't agree to it, they'll then attempt to match up a community, again, smaller nature to our size, and then kind of keep this this idea moving forward.
So we won't find out until either later this year, maybe around next month, or maybe in December about which town that'll be. And, of course, you're going on this delegation to Kosovo coming up next spring, spend some time in that sister city there in Kosovo.
Yes, that's the plan, Pat. At this point, if things would fall in place as we're hoping it would, you know, certainly considering the pandemic, that was actually we were planning to or highly likely plan about 30 days ago. There was three or four of us that were planning to possibly go over to Kosovo just to get along with some other existing sister cities, but actually a delegation of total of around 60 people from the state of Iowa to go over there. But again, due to the COVID pandemic, that had to be canceled, understandably. So if it is does work out this this coming, we'll say, late spring, likely it would be Superintendent Joe Nelson, City Councilman Andy Young, my wife Louise, and myself would be at this point the four that would probably go over there to pursue further information and get feet on the ground, so to speak.
Very good.